We'd like to say we appreciate again the privilege and opportunity to be here tonight, midst of this service. Just ask you to remember us just for a few minutes, be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Well, the service tonight, it is good to be here. It's good to have those of you as able to come. Those that's looking on, I'm just trusting and pray to the Lord touch our hearts tonight, and that of His Spirit. If you don't read with us, we're going to read some out of the 103rd Psalm, I believe it is. Psalms 103. Appreciate the song service. Really do. Songs that we sung tonight. We'll start with the first verse. Probably read it all tonight. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, in this afternoon, that this is it's a wonderful scripture. A lot of good verses in it. A lot of good things that David had made mention of in that of this psalm. But we've got just a little thought, and we'll try our best to stay around that for just a few minutes tonight. I don't know altogether what we might do or what we might say, but there's one thing that David wanted to be known and done in this particular psalm. I've got a heading, says exhortation to bless God for his mercy. And I'm persuaded that David knew something about his mercy. He knew a good bit, just to be honest with you, and he spoke of it in several different verses here in that of this scripture. But there's a couple of things. I guess it says the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. But it says he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Though there's a point, if you'll have it, to the place to where the Lord would turn his wrath loose, in other words. But he says he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And I want you to think maybe about that for just a minute. And he comes on and he talks about his mercy, how that his mercy says, for as heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Them that fear him. So it comes back down to that of mercy. There's no doubt that the Lord, my friend, has not dealt with us. He's not dealt with us. I could say that just like David said it, and I'll reread it right quick, and then we'll, Lord willing, we'll go on. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. There's a lot of things that we might think that the Lord, my friend, wouldn't fare and he wouldn't just. And brethren, in dealing with us, but I'll promise you this one thing, that he has not dealt with us according to our sins. No, he's not. And brethren, and he's not dealt with us according to our iniquities. He's not. There's some things. There's nothing, brethren, greater than God's mercy. There's nothing that you say, preacher, his love. Well, I doubt that you could separate, my friend, that of his love and his mercy. I really do. I doubt that you could separate it. But I'll be honest with you tonight. My friend, he's not dealt with any of us, my friend, according to our sin, but he's been merciful. My friend, he's been merciful. His mercy is. My friend, I don't know if you've ever done it or not. My friend, but I've looked up a lot of times and I've wondered, my friend, just how far is it? My friend, just how far is it? You know, they've measured, say they've measured from here to the sun and here to the moon, my friend, in all these different places, they've got measurements, my friend, for them. My friend, but I doubt that they've ever measured heaven. My friend, did you know that? No, sir. I doubt, my friend, that they went far enough. My friend, no, sir. It's not for man, my friend, naturally speaking, brethren, but it's spiritual speaking. It most certainly is. But I want you to know, my friend, tonight that me and you know something about God's mercy in the flesh. My friend, we most certainly do. My friend, I'll guarantee you, my friend, when you're saved, you understood something, my friend, about God's mercy. Now, yes, you did. We sang a song sometimes, said if we'd have gotten justice. My friend, if we'd have gotten justice, my friend, where would we be? My friend, we didn't get justice. My friend, no, sir, we got mercy. My friend, he brought his love. My friend, through his son. Yes, he did. Can I say this? My friend, I believe under the law. My friend, and even in the day of David. My friend, brethren, that we've got a little bit more mercy. My friend, than what David had. Yes, sir. My friend, preacher, I don't know about that. My friend, I'll guarantee you that God is merciful. My friend, and I do not believe tonight. My friend, you can measure that mercy. I really don't think you can. My friend, we sang a song also. My friend, that talks about the love of God. My friend, said it's greater far. My friend, greater far. My friend, it talks about that if the ocean was filled with ink. My friend, in the sky was parchment made. My friend, brethren, it would not be enough. My friend, it would not be enough. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, I just want you to know. My friend, that David ain't the only one that's ever experienced God's mercy. My friend, brother, no, he ain't. My friend, you know David was thankful for God's mercy. My friend, yes, he was. He is thankful, my friend, that God had mercy. My friend, on him. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, there's things that David done. My friend, that even according to the law, he should have been put to death. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yet David didn't die. My friend, for his sin. Brethren, his son did. My friend, yes, sir, part of it. My friend, preacher, I don't know about that. My friend, and David would have given his body. My friend, to be burned for his sin. My friend, but he said God would not accept it. My friend, he would not accept it. My friend, no, sir. You know what God accepted, and David knowed something of it. My friend, he wrote about it. My friend, he said a contrite spirit. My friend, yes, sir, a contrite spirit. My friend, yeah, one writer said a broken heart and a contrite spirit. My friend, I'll promise you, brethren, when we come to the Lord, there's not a one of us, and if you do, my friend, you'll never receive very much. My friend, but you won't come demanding God. My friend, on what he's going to do. No, you won't. My friend, no, sir. Why, you say, preacher, I've told him what he needs to do for me. My friend, have you? My friend, have you told him? My friend, why wouldn't you ask him? My friend, you know why? You know why a lot of folks don't obtain mercy? Number one, they're not very merciful. No, sir. My friend, says it in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Yes, sir. sir. Yes, sir. When I come to the Lord, I'm normally, my friend, humble, ain't you? My friend, they're very, I can't remember a time that I've ever been to him. My friend, brethren, but what? I wasn't a little bit, my friend, backward. I was a little bit ashamed. My friend, to even ask some things. My friend, brethren, let alone demand. My friend, you know how this scripture teaches us, my friend, that God will take care of the righteous, them that fear him and keep his commandments. My friend, that's a promise. My friend, that's a promise from God. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's none of us. My friend, you go back and read in the Old Testament. You'll find out, my friend, that God was very merciful unto the children of Israel. Yes, he was. He is very merciful, my friend, unto them. Brethren, even when he said, my friend, that he had wiped men off the face of the earth, my friend, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, did he not? My friend, brethren, there's a reason for that. My friend, because God had mercy. Yes, sir, God had mercy. Brethren, he had mercy on that wicked world that then was. My friend, he was long-suffering with them folks. My friend, do you think that God's lost his long-suffering? My friend, not so. My friend, I believe God long-suffers with people today. Yes, sir. And I believe these folks, my friend, that's been years on end. My friend, and God's been very patient. My friend, and very, very long-suffering. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't have to wait till you're in your old age. My friend, to start living for God. My friend, I'll tell you something. My friend, brethren, get a hold of him while you're young. My friend, yes, sir. Don't forget him, thank God, in your youth. My friend, when you get old, my friend, it might be a blessing to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Might just be a blessing. My friend, brother, it'll amaze you. It most certainly will. It'll amaze you. My friend, brethren, I can honestly tell you, he has not dealt with us. My friend, according to our sins. My friend, no. No, why, preacher, I ain't been that much of a sinner. My friend, let's back up just a minute. My friend, brethren, you was a sinner. My, yes, sir, you was a sinner. My, you might not have done a lot of things that people's doing. And you might not have been the most wicked one around. My friend, but you was a sinner. And God had mercy on you. He most certainly did. My friend, I wonder tonight, brethren, if we just realize, brethren, how much mercy God has bestowed upon us. My friend, I'll tell you this much. My friend, brother, the old scales don't balance out. My friend, think about it. My friend, I'll guarantee you he's more merciful to you, my friend, than you even think about him. Yeah. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, glory. Glory. My friend, glory. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, God's still in the saving business. How'd you know that? He most certainly is. He still likes to save people. My friend, brethren, it makes no difference. My friend, how sinful and wicked. My friend, you know, we make a big difference sometimes. My friend, in how things turn out. And even in our own lives. don't I? We most certainly do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't I, friend? The Bible teaches us. Don't I, friend, brethren, that if we are godly sorrow, godly sorrow worketh repentance. Don't I, friend? Yes, sir. You can be sorry for what you've done and yet still not have godly sorrow. Don't I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a lot of folks sorry for some things they've done. Don't I, friend? But, brethren, they've not become godly sorrow. Don't I, friend? Godly sorrow worketh repentance. Don't I, friend? Repentance. Don't I, friend? I'll tell you what repentance will work in your life. Don't I, friend? It'll work a better life. Yes, it will. Things will get better if you'll repent. Don't I, friend? Yes, sir. He told the church, don't I, friend, of Ephesus over there to repent and do your first works. Don't I, friend, brethren, because they had left their first works. Don't I, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know Ephesus, the whole city? Don't I, friend, brethren, it was a wicked city. Don't I, friend, they worshiped the great goddess Diana. Don't I, friend, yes, sir, and there's a lot of falseness. Don't I, friend, going on in Ephesus. Don't I, friend, and brother, believe it or not, don't I, friend, Ephesus was one of the central locations. Don't I, friend, of the seven churches of Asia. Don't I, friend, well, certainly was. Brethren, and she was noted as much. Don't I, friend, but brethren, I want you to know, brethren, when Paul went to Ephesus and to preach to them, he had some good things to say. Did he not? Don't I, friend? Yes, sir. And he wrote to them. Don't I, friend? Did he not write unto them on in the letter? Don't I, friend? Put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the wiles of the devil. Don't I, friend, brethren? And he didn't say just put it on. Brethren, he got down to the facts of what it was. Don't I, friend, that you need to put on. And I'll say this. Don't I, friend, the very first thing, brethren, before anything will happen in your life, you got to have the helmet of salvation. Don't I, friend, brethren, that's what he said, the helmet of salvation. Don't I, friend, you don't get saved. Don't I, friend, you don't know much about God's mercy. No, you don't tonight. You say, preacher, you need to get too excited. Don't I, friend, I want you to realize. Don't I, friend, brethren, when God saved me, don't I, friend, I've told you before, I understand more now. Don't I, friend, about what went on then, brethren, than I did then. Don't I, friend, and brethren, it's amazing how much mercy, don't I, friend, that God's had on us. Yes, sir, I can say that about me. Brethren, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful he's a merciful God. My friend, he most certainly is. My friend, you know my dad. He is a fairly strict fella. My friend, my dad didn't get saved till he was 40-year-old. My friend, and I was raised, my friend, up around some things. My friend, brethren, that I wouldn't wish on anybody. My friend, but I'll just be honest with you. My friend, my dad, he was fairly strict. My friend, and I've said this before, and it amazes me, we living in a time. My friend, my dad was stricter than a lot of church members. My friend are today, and he is a lost man. My friend, he had some morals about him. My friend, he most certainly did, like it or dislike it. My friend, brethren, he knowed some things. Yes, he did. I'll tell you. I'll tell you, even my dad, brethren, his worst, when he is the most maddest at me. My friend, brethren, I found out he had some mercy. My friend, yes, sir, he could have probably beat me half to death. my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And some of the things that I figured he would, my friend, he didn't. My friend, but brethren, them hurt worse than the whooping. Yes, sir. When he got finished with everything, I just soon did whoop me. My friend, it gets over a little quicker. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I found that he had a little mercy. My friend, have you ever read the scripture over there where the man, my friend, he owed some money. My friend, and he went to the one that he owed. My friend, and the one that he owed, he said, you mark it down. You mark it down. My friend said, you just half that thing. My friend, yes, sir, that man had some mercy on him, didn't he? But that man of whom received mercy, my friend, went to the man that owed him, my friend, and demanded the payment. Did he not? My friend, he didn't show no mercy. No, sir. My friend, brethren, I want you to know tonight, my friend, they ought to be a merciful bone in your body. Yes, they ought to be. Yes, they ought to be. I ain't talking about give every dime you got away. My friend, and the Lord ain't either. My friend, unless he tells you so. Yes, sir. My friend, but brethren, they still ought to be some mercy in your being. Yes, sir. They ought to be some mercy. Now they ought to be, thank God. Thank God. Mercy will run like a river if you'll let it. Did you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I've taught, and I don't mind telling you, I've been told, my friend, by a lot of people, my friend, that I give people too many chances. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I've had people tell me things. My friend, about people, and I said, well, my friend, you might not know the circumstance. My friend, you might not know the whole news here. My friend, well, you just too soft. My friend, I've been told that. My friend, that's okay. My friend, that's okay. My friend, when I'm speaking to the Lord, you know what? My friend, I'd like for him to be a little bit understanding. My friend, wouldn't you? I mean, just a little understanding about the situation. Yes, sir. Glory. My friend, glory. Can I tell you how God works? My friend, brethren, yes, he normally gets rid of the rottenness. Did you know that? It's just like, my friend, a bucket full of apples. My friend, brethren, and I've had apples. My friend, you get to start digging around on them, you find, my friend, one down there is just mushy. My friend, done rotten. My friend, I don't throw the whole bucket away. My friend, no, sir, why don't you, preacher? Because I want to eat them others. My friend, that ain't rotten. But that one that's rotten, you get rid of. You know why you get rid of it? If you don't, my friend, it'll spread. Yes, sir. Thank God. My friend, brethren, I've seen big old trees. My friend, come down, hadn't you? My friend, I have seen beggings. My friend, brethren, and I wonder why. My friend, and you get to looking and right in the middle. My friend, that rotten decay. My friend, had began. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a tree down there at the house. My friend, brethren, you can see clean through it. Yes, you can. My friend, it's got to look like a big old knot. My friend and brethren, it just kept eating away, and this you can see plumb through it. My friend, but around that knot about that thick on both sides is good tree. My friend, that tree found a way to survive. My friend, it's rottenness.
now? Yes, sir. Glory to God. And you say, preacher, it's going to die one day. Yeah, but it ain't today. I ain't going to cut it down. Thank God I might get some fruit off of it. My. You say, preacher, I don't know if I could do that. My friend, listen to me. The Lord himself passed by. My friend, a tree one day, and he said, cut her down. My friend, yes, sir. Cut her down. You know what the husbandman said? He said, not so, master. I said, let me dig and dung around it. My friend, for another year or another season or two. My friend, and then if no fruit, we'll cut her down. My friend, brethren, somebody had a little compassion. My friend, somebody had a little mercy. Now I know. My friend, you don't have to tell me. My friend, brethren, I get pretty straight. My friend, sometimes on folks. My friend, and they think they ain't a merciful bone in my body. My friend, nor compassion. My friend, but I'll tell you something. My friend, I don't know how it works for you. Brethren, but I know how it works for me. The scripture says, unto whom much is given, my friend, much is required. Did you know that? My friend, unto whom little is given, little is required. My friend, have you ever read the scripture where it said the good seed fell on good ground? My friend, yeah. My friend, and brethren, that fell on good ground brought forth, did it not? My friend, it said some 30, some 60, and some 100. You say, preacher, they make a 30% seed? My friend, I don't think so. My friend, no, sir. But brethren, the yield become 30. My friend, and I want you to know that yield to them was the same amount as the 100. Yes, sir, if they is able. My friend, yes, sir, according to every man's several ability. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, the Bible also says if there first be a willing man, my friend, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. My friend, hear me. My friend, bro, you'll never find the mercy, my friend, of God running out. No, you won't. My friend, you'll never find it, my friend, to diminish. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, I've thought a lot of time. My friend, about things. My friend, brethren, when it comes to God dealing with me as an individual. My friend, you know I ain't going to get in much trouble talking about me. No, sir, I ain't going to get in much trouble. My friend, I could talk about you and I get in all kind of trouble. My friend, that I ain't going to get in much trouble talking about me. My friend, brethren, I want you to know I have found it this way. My friend, in no uncertain terms. My friend, and I can't tell you why it works that way. My friend, but brethren, I can tell you that God has been merciful. My friend, unto me. Yes, he has. He's been merciful. My friend, he ain't just been merciful, my friend. He's been my help. My friend, he helped me, thank God, when I couldn't help myself. Did you know that? Yes, sir, when I couldn't find. My friend, maybe even the words to say. My friend, I've preached in funerals sometimes that I felt like, my friend, I made the biggest mess that I'd ever made. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then sometimes, my friend, I thought I'd done pretty good. My friend, I got to the place I quit thinking I'd done pretty good. My friend, I always found out I didn't do as good as I thought I did. No, sir. now, friend, but I'll say this. Now, friend, God's been good to me when I've let Him. Now, friend, have His way. Now, friend, when I followed Him. Now, friend, I'm not talking about following man nor following some other so-so. Now, friend, brethren, I want you to realize, now, friend, that God is gracious and God is merciful even to this unfriendly world today. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. My friend, and God loves them as much as He loved the world when He sent His Son into the world. My friend, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. Do you think that God loves this world less? My friend, no, sir. He's give us the best. My friend, has He not? Did you not know that the last, that come last, my friend, was the best? Yes, sir. It was the best. Why was it that the prophets and even Abraham, my friend, well, the prophets, they was prophets that looked down into our day, my friend, and desired it. Desired it. They desired our day. My friend, why did they desire our day? Brethren, because we got the best. Yes, sir, we got the best. There's no doubt about it tonight. Now, I don't know your heart. I don't know where you stand or what you stand in need of. But I'll say this. I've said it two or three times, and I'll say it again. He hath not dealt with us according to our sins. My friend, neither, my friend, has He rewarded us according to our iniquities. No, He hadn't. And He never did. He never did the children of Israel. If you'll read the scriptures, you'll find out in their day the things of which they done and the way of which they went, and they followed after other gods and other things. And yes, the Lord, from time to time, He turned the enemy loose on them. From time to time, but He never did do away with them completely. Never did. Always left a remnant. Always left a remnant. I believe if we'd look at it today, there's just the scripture been said here of late several times, talking about the broad way. Broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and many there are that go in thereat. But narrow is the way, and straight is the gate, and few there be that find it. I just happen to believe, my friend, that we are in the few. We're in the few. Now, that few number may be a pretty big number, but it's still few. Still few compared, in comparison to that of the world and everything else that goes on. This is not a new message. It's nothing that you don't know. But I hope that it's entertained a little bit of how merciful God is unto me and you. And David wasn't the only one that's received the mercies of God. Now you go back throughout the book of Psalms and you'll find a lot of scripture where David praised the Lord. Where he praised the Lord. And he give God the glory and the honor which is due. And I honestly believe it was because he understood something about the mercies of God. He understood just how merciful God had been unto him.
David was a warrior. He is a man of war. He had shed much blood. It's the reason that he could not build the house. Could not build the Lord the house. Because he had shed much blood. We said the other day, but it did not stop him from getting everything ready. He knowed his son Solomon was going to build it. Told him so. And he charged him. He charged him on how to build it. So the mercies. Next time you think that you're getting the short end of the stick, just think about God's mercy. He's always been merciful. Whether we recognize it or not, he has always been merciful and still is. He's even had mercy on a lost and a dying world. He most certainly has. He's had mercy on folks, my friend, just in the means of letting them continue to live. That one day, one time, one hour, they'll find him ever dear to their soul. I believe he gives people that opportunity. I really do. Appreciate your prayers.